Coast Country, 103.9 and 106.3, the Friday ride home. And as the clock strikes 4:30, you know what we do here. It's the Outdoors Outlook, sponsored by our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. You can book your next guided hunt or fishing trip today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. And our buddy Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by every Friday to give us the skinny. If you're looking to wet a line, or now it sounds like everyone can get out and enjoy hunting season. Can you believe it's here already? Captain Dave, they're celebrating in Maryland today, right?
Yeah, you know it. Today was like Christmas morning for all the deer hunters here in Maryland. It just opened up today, and I tell you, I've been looking at social media. We've got a ton of guys out there and sharing some pictures, some sunrises, and we've got our first customers came to town yesterday, and they're out in the field this morning as well. So it's a great day. It's exciting, Gary. You know that. It's so nice to start thinking about fall, thinking about football, although I don't want to talk about last night's game. What a heartbreaker that was, you know, as a Ravens fan. But still, football's here. Hunting is here. Cooler weather is here. It's a good time to be alive down here on the lower shore.
It certainly is. But despite the fact that the weather's changing, you know, one thing that I learned from doing the Outdoors Outlook with you last year is just how deep into the fall the fishing stays good. So I know there's still guys that want to get out on the water and wet a line, and I'm sure we're still finding some hot spots, right?
We are, absolutely. You are 100% correct, Gary. It will stay good. Really up until beginning of December is when it's going to start to slow down a little bit. But for now, the trolling for bluefish and some Spanish mackerel has been an absolute blast. We were doing it last week. We did it some more this week. That's just so much fun and easy to do. Sheep's head are being caught all around the target strip still, and some nice size sheep's head, and that's good eating. Hooper's Island, Tangier Sound, all of Pocomoke is really helping produce some red drum, some speckled trout, and all of that's been really easy to do. The crabbing has been really good, and I tell everybody this because a lot of people are shocked, but the crabbing only gets better in September and October. So this is the time to get out and get some of those heavy crabs. You'll be surprised. You don't need a bushel of crabs the way you did early in the summer to feed the family. You can certainly get a lot less in the basket, but still, you're going to fill everybody up. And those heavier crabs, they're hanging right now. They were 12 to 15. They've come in a little bit. They're more in the 10-foot range. So I think that's important to share with our listeners, Gary.
Well, and, you know, we've talked about the fact that crabbing's been good basically for the last 6 to 8 weeks or so. What's your bait of choice when you're dropping pots or dropping a line? What do you think works best to grab the crab?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And there's a lot of people that will love to debate this, but I will tell you, I'm a big fan of razors, you know, using the razor clams. However, lately, crab has been really jumping all over the chicken necks. We've done well. Chicken necks are easy to get. You can really buy them just about anywhere, and they're inexpensive, and they're really doing the job. So I would not hesitate to go the cheaper of the two routes and just go with the chicken necks.
Sounds like great advice, and you know, there is the threat of some weather tomorrow, so if you were hoping to get outside and you're thinking, yeah, maybe I'll wait till Sunday, we got a great alternative for you that'll be indoors, won't cost you anything, and you'll have a chance to meet Dave Fletcher live and in person. If you've always wanted to put a face to the voice, tell us about what you're going to be up to tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. They can come out and confirm the fact that I got a face for radio, brother. Come on out. I'm actually here right now. I'm at the Wicomico Civic Center. We're getting everything set up, getting ready for the Shore Living Expo tomorrow. It's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I see some boats here. I see some other outfitters here. There's some fishing stuff over here. And, of course, you know, we've got everyone else that does all the home improvements and things like that. So there's a lot here. I think it'll be a great opportunity. Dodge that rain. Come on out. Stop by. Say hello. Hey, let's talk hunting. Let's talk fishing. And we even have some giveaways coming up that I can't share yet, Gary, but I've got a really good giveaway this year. I've always done some sort of trip, but this year I'm doing something a little bit more. I'm going to do a trip and some product. So I think folks will be happy to see that.
Wow. Well, here's one thing I will tell you. When you do meet Dave, you're going to find that he's definitely got the best beard in radio on the Eastern Shore. So you're gonna love
there you
that.
Go.
It makes it worth the price of admission.
There you go. I appreciate that, Gary. Well, listen, I got to get ready to get out of here. I got to finish up because I got to get home and rest up for tomorrow. I got a lot of talking to do tomorrow. So, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing. Let's keep them outdoors, living the good life that we're blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.